Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, sports fans!
Welcome to our podcast exclusive OTR Sidelines,
where we step off the court and have off-the-record conversations with our friends from the sports media industry.
Migs Bustos, Cheska Liton Palau.
OTR Sidelines.
This is Off the Record.
Hello, online world, hello OTR. Welcome to a special episode of Off the Record with Migs.
And Cheska, and hello, Migs. I feel like I haven't seen your face in forever.
I know. It's been so many weeks. I'm doing good. I hope you're well. Also looking great, Cheska. And I'm always thrilled to have, you know, yung mga special episode na ganito. Usually, Cheska, nagre-record lang tayo for our OTR Sidelines. But now, it's great seeing you again.
We are still technically on a break. This is not our season opener, but you know, we really couldn't pass up the opportunity to interview our guest for tonight. And I'm so excited because I haven't seen her since March 2020. Ladies and gentlemen, on a special episode of Off the Record, our guest for tonight recently got the green light to play for the Philippine national volleyball team. Please welcome Kalei Mau!
Hi guys, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
All right, as I mentioned earlier, the last time I saw you was in March 2020. The last time Philippine audiences saw you play was in the PSL conference that got cut short because of the pandemic. So let's pick up where you left off. What exactly happened to you? Where did you end up going? What did you end up doing after the conference was cut?
So when the conference was cut, I still had hope that we would somehow be able to pick back up again. So I stayed around in Manila for about 4 months after we got suspended for the pandemic. So I stayed in Manila up until June. And then when June came around, I thought it would be best for me to go back home to Oahu, Hawaii, to be back with my family. And there I would train and things. And ever since then, I haven't been able to get back and like actually know for certain that we would start up again until just recently. So I'm really excited to come back.
Kalei, can you take us through the process of maybe your own personal process? What was it been like ever since you went home? I know you're playing for a club in Puerto Rico. Can you tell us more about that experience the year that has passed?
Yeah, well, the process kind of stayed the same. I was really just working on staying conditioned and in shape and strong, maintaining my body. I was actually taking advantage of the rest for a big portion of the year that I was home. I was really wanting to rest my shoulder and my feet that, like, I'm usually on every day. It was something so different that we had to really adjust to, which was the free time and all, the lack of volleyball and, you know, those mandatory trainings. It was all meant to just, like, I guess, bring out your true character and really test you as an athlete of how bad do you want it. If you really want it, then you're going to be doing it nonstop. You know, it's going to continue in your routine. So one thing for me, the way that I got here in Puerto Rico, I was kind of like getting a little bit sad because I was going so long without volleyball and I thought I miss competing. Like if there is an opportunity for me to go back and compete at a high level and maybe get better, work on this sport, then I might take it and really consider it. So that's actually how I ended up playing in Puerto Rico. I just kind of opened my options and said, okay, so you're going to have a 2-month league. If you want me, count me in because I really miss competing and playing.
And, I've seen you on the court enough to know that, yes, that competitive fire is definitely blazing inside you. But also, you still manage to do this with a smile on your face. I've seen your IG stories when you were still in Hawaii. You were working out with your family, with your friends. It was consistent. You were helping your friends get into shape as well. Can you talk about the kind of discipline that it takes to still have that mindset? Because don't get me wrong. I mean, if I were stuck in Hawaii, I would be on the beach all day, every day, eating everything.
Eating poke all day.
But you still made it a point to keep your fitness as your top priority? So can you talk about, you know, the kind of routine that you got yourself into, the kind of workouts, and getting everyone around you into it as well?
Yeah, so I mean, I work so hard when I'm away from home for my family because I love making them proud. It's just one of my favorite performances. The best feeling in the world is to see your family like look and be like, wow, we did such a good job with her. So being at home is so inspiring and motivating to me to work hard in front of them. Now is not my time to just come home and be lazy and not make anything out of myself. And so when I went home, I was doing my normal routine. I worked out in my own garage. I had everything that I needed to succeed. And people that I grew, like a lot of friends that I grew up with, my mom, my aunties, my sister, some of my sister's friends, they're like, Kalei, we want to get better with you. Like, we never get to have you home. So since we're home, we'd love to join and get better with you. So it actually started that way. And then, Cheska, you know especially how passionate of a competitor and an athlete that I am when I play. I needed to feel something that I was passionate about while volleyball was gone, when I didn't have volleyball. And so being able to help people and be a teammate again, it felt like success. It felt so good. It felt like winning a game. Like when somebody told me, you know, Kalei, you're really inspiring me to lose weight or just to be better and healthier and eat good. That actually felt like something close to winning a championship. It's like that. And I'm like, okay, now I know why people do the things that they do. It's because they're passionate about it.
Kalei, speaking of drive, of course, the recent news is Kalei Mau is now eligible to play for the Philippines. Can you describe the thought process? And we're talking about processes, right? What was happening behind the scenes and then eventually to this decision by the FIVB to consider you to play for the Philippines?
Yeah, so it all started with when my mom was able to prove her citizenship that she had from when she was younger, because she was born in the Philippines. That's when the process actually started. So around 2019 is actually when papers started getting filled out and sent around. And then finally, Sir Tots, Mr. Susada, he really, like when he became the president of the federation, he made it clear that he was going to do everything he could to help me to, you know, bring my dream to life, which is competing and representing the Philippines. And so once he started getting involved in the process, things got really pushed. Like it went through, and I woke up from an email saying that my origin of federation has been changed to the Philippines, and I was just ecstatic. I was like, wait, this means I could play in a SEA Games. This means I could play in an Olympic, like, you know, qualifier for Asian like leagues. And I'm just, it's just such a surreal feeling, because as an athlete, and especially somebody that has grown closer and stronger to my Philippine roots, I couldn't ask for anything more.
And speaking of Philippine roots, I know you've been asked this. I'm sure you've been asked this, but what do you miss the most about the Philippines right now?
To be honest, I miss my team. I miss F2. I miss our training. I miss getting better. Like, I realized so much that my energy has so much to do with the way that we work in the gym. In F2, like, it's they're my life. They give me life, and I miss them. I miss seeing their faces, Majoy. I miss competing with Abby. I miss joking around with Kiana and Kim and Ara. Like, I just miss my girls.
Mm. Well, what is it like, you know, maybe developing as a player? You mentioned F2 is a big influence on you. Now, what is it like, maybe from, of course, Captain Abby, you know, her influence, being a vocal leader, also your peers? How do they make you become better, like a better player?
Well, they have really high expectations for me. Like, whenever I make a mistake, they all look at me like, that's not normal. Like, why are you doing that, Kalei? Be better. Like, they just automatically make me better than I already actually think I am. And so that just rises the level of my competition in the gym, I think. And I think them viewing me that way makes and forces me to be a leader. It forces me to be almost errorless during games because I play a role that's very important to them. And I don't want to let them down. So I really think they have a lot to do with my progress as a volleyball player.
But of course, since you are also eligible to play for the national team, we need to know the Kalei timeline. Obviously, you're in Puerto Rico right now. So what can we expect from you in the coming months?
So the league that I'm playing in right now, the finals actually will be starting around the last week of July. So this month, we should be getting into the playoffs. And then, so usually it's best out of seven here for the finals match. And it could possibly, it could take from mid-August to late August. And so I can't name a date. I haven't been able to just because it's completely out of our control.
Kalei, your fans might be wondering, what's life like in Puerto Rico?
Life with me is always good. Every place that I've been, I bring the best out of it for myself because I just know what makes me happy and I do it anyways. But Puerto Rico is just such a different culture. The people here are great. They love and they're so passionate about volleyball. So it's actually really like, it's really cutthroat. Like I miss being an import because it will never allow you to get comfortable.
True.
Like if I have an off game, I need to come back the next game and have the best game of my life because it's not, nothing is secure here. You have to bring your A game every single day. So I being here, my life is just constantly, honestly been volleyball. Just like recovery is just as important as the training. So I'm taking a lot of time for my body, but also my mind. Like I'm taking advantage a lot of the ocean because as you know, I'm very connected to the land and the ocean, the water. So on my off days, I really like to bring myself back into my own body and my own mind and spirit and just enjoy the outdoors.
Okay. So for my next question, I only ask because I didn't get to watch this, but what was your first competitive game like since the pandemic?
Yeah.
Because obviously, was there rust? Did you just jump into it and just do what you usually do? What was it like for you?
You guys, I think I went and had like 23 kills in the first game of the season. I played against Destiny Hooker, who's an Olympian for the USA national team back in the day. She's incredible. I blocked her and I stood at the net and went like, that's how we do it over there in the Philippines. And I totally forgot. I was like, oh my God, wait, other people don't do that. That's the fight. And I totally forgot. Like I had to like tell her after the game, I'm like, I respect you. You're an amazing athlete. I'm sorry I've been playing in the Philippines for so long that, you know, you're playing against your friends on the other side of the net that I forgot that the swagger doesn't count here. Like it's hilarious. So, and then my teammates were like, Kalei, why did you do that to Destiny? I was like, I don't know.
Force of habit.
Sorry. So I got rid of that habit. Like here, I'm just like, okay, I'm going to get a kill. I'm going to get a straight down block and I'm just going to celebrate on the inside.
Hey, it's Julianne, also known as Yen. You might know me from TikTok, where I post content about wisdom, wellness, and stories to inspire. Join me in my podcast at Journey with Julianne for even more content on how both you and I can nourish our mind, body, and spirit on this journey called life. I look forward to growing with you. Listen to Journey with Julianne whenever you listen to your podcast. Check me out after listening to this one.
You mentioned it briefly earlier. It's cutthroat. It's people are passionate about volleyball. But when it in terms of gameplay, what have you observed? Incredible. Differences and similarities?
There's just big, powerful hitters. Like, I've really had to come a long way with my vertical and the way that I reach high. Like, these blocks, guys, I haven't seen it since Jaja and Dindin played in Photon against me at UVC. So I'm like, I really had to adjust as a hitter again, that I can't just go over blocks anymore. I have to actually get up and rip it either off the hands or underneath the block, 4-4, or off the hands, because here the competition and the hitters, they are just top of the line. Like, we have some of the best imports here playing in Puerto Rico. They're, you know, all of the Puerto Rican national players, they got to stay home and play in this league. So every single game, like, it's possible to go to 5 sets. People, you know, we got our opposite. She usually plays in Russia. My other outside hitter, she plays in Spain usually. So we just have a lot of great volleyball in the gym at all times. It's great.
When you talk about your adjustments with how different the game is in the Philippines and how you had to switch up your game a little bit when it comes to playing in Puerto Rico. But of course, season after season, conference after conference, you still have to adjust in certain ways. And even more so now that you're playing internationally again, and you get to come back with all that experience, with all the new experience, and bring it to the Philippines. So far in your time in Puerto Rico, what can you say is probably the most beneficial adjustment or thing that you learned that you can show the Philippine team when you start training?
One thing that I'm going to take with me definitely is the defense in Philippines is incredible. Like, I learned my defensive game in the Philippines, hands down. It's just the hitters are so smart. They're not so big, but they're so quick and fast. But here in Puerto Rico, the hitters are so, so physical. Like, we got 6'5" girls on the right side pin. We have 6'3" outside hitters here. We got 6'7" middle blockers out here. It's just, you have to really adjust. So one thing I'm going to take back to the Philippines is probably playing a more pinched-in defense, because running fast, like, the transition to getting a dig and running that back row pipe that I love to hit, Cheska, you know that? I think that's one thing that I'm going to be able to do back in the Philippines really a lot better.
Kalei, as of airing this interview, the PVL season has already started. Just want to get your thoughts on the general volleyball landscape now that the two leagues have merged. Although F2 will not be playing this conference, but I just want to get your thoughts on maybe some of the friends that you gained along the way from other teams also. At the same time, you know, what are your thoughts on this brand new PVL season?
Well, one thing I was told when I first got to the Philippines is, the PSL and the PVL would never merge. And I was like, why not? It's volleyball. Like, why wouldn't you want to have the best of the best playing with the best, you know, and playing all together? So I think it's such a great idea to have merged these leagues, because it only pays, you know, it's going to only be beneficial to us players that we get to see someone else on the net that we maybe haven't played against since college, or, this team has a different, you know, the leagues had such different styles of play at first. From when I was in the PSL, I used to, you know, turn on the TV and there would be the PBO and I'm like, okay, a lot of different style hitters, a lot of, you know, smaller college hitters, but very smart. I've always loved to watch Gemma Galanza on the outside. I'm like, if she came to the PSL, I wonder how she would do, you know? So I think a lot of it's going to be just new and fresh volleyball. That's what Philippines needs, especially after this pandemic. They're going to see some of their favorite players on the court at the same time against each other. It's going to be great.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, Kalei. But before we let you go, we know that you just released a song. What fans love about Kelly's Instagram or her IG stories is that you're always treated to a musical number every now and then. So hopefully we got a little snippet of your song. You want to talk about it? You want to tell us about it?
For sure. So this right now we're taking this, we're doing this interview on July 16th, which is the date that my new single Island Home is released on. So wait, it's actually July 17th there in the Philippines. But it's still we're getting the date. But I'm in Puerto Rico and it's July 15th right now. So I'm still waiting for the release. But yes, it's out right now on all digital platforms. Island Home by Lay Mao. Go check it out. And I would love for you to listen and vibe out and just see the way that I sing for my hometown in Hawaii. So just a little snippet, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I walk upon this mission, far away from my family, and a day goes by that I don't wish they would hear me. And I can't go back, no, until I finish what I started. It's in my blood, I'm a Kanaka. I can't go out to uncharted. It's the only thing that never goes away is my smiling from my island home. It's the only thing I know that never goes away is my smiling from my island home. Oh, 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 oh. Is my smiling from my island home. Oh, 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 oh. Is my smiling.
Yay! Yeah. Thank you so much, Kelly. But of course, to all your fans, to all the Filipino volleyball fans who have been waiting to see you back in action, who have just been following you on Instagram and on social media, please, do you have a message for everyone?
Yes, I just want to say thank you so much for your constant love and support. I appreciate it, and so do all of us volleyball players. We are so excited to get back out on the court and compete for you guys, especially I get to wear the Philippine flag on my chest, on my jersey, and I'm so proud to be able to represent the country. So thank you guys so much.
Kale, follow-up question. What will you be looking forward to the most when you rep Philippines on your jersey?
Winning a medal. What else?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, Kale Mao, everyone. And this has been a special episode of Off the Record with Migs and Cheska. And don't worry, we will be back soon, Migs.
Yes, soon, soon, soon. Come August, we'll be back.
All right.
We'll be back. All right. So there you have it. Thank you so much, Kale Mao, for joining us here for our special episode of Off the Record. Once again, this is Off the Record with Migs
and Cheska. And we will see you guys
in the next month. Next episode. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Kale. Thank you.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.